Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go out and start our key interviews for your wagering day ahead here on Racing HQ. Gaynor Williams is the first. Morning, Gaynor.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Just before Ray talks about your key runner today, can we get an update on, well, it's named after Ray, I Am a Cool Kid.
he's well. He's well at the moment. He's ticking over nicely. He'll have a trial probably in about a month, and then we'll aim him to be able to have a start before September 10, before the tickets are drawn for the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, good morning, Gaynor. Of course, I'm a Cool Kid right in the Kosciuszko mix. He's one of the third or fourth favourites in early betting, and deservedly so. Gaynor, where does Healing Hands sit in your thinking, read the Kosciuszko? Because he's obviously highly promising.
He is promising. He seems that way at the moment, Ray. But in my opinion, I think he would be more suited as a country championship horse than the Kosciuszko. But I guess Tom will tell, and we'll just see how he goes today and see how he measures up. If he can take the next step, he'd need to be fresh going into the Kosciuszko, being only 1,200, I think. Mm. But Randwick track would certainly suit him. He's quite a big horse and a long striding horse. He's fairly scopy horse, so that might be on his side a little bit, but he's certainly not as I don't think, at this stage, as fast as I'm a Cool Kid.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the soft track today, Gaynor? His only three lifetime starts were over summer, all on good tracks where he created such a big impression. He did win a Muswellbrook trial, and to the eye, that track looked pretty chopped up that day. It was officially a soft five. I'd be interested in your take on what the actual rating was, given we've got a soft six today, and how well Healing Hands will get through the going.
After Muswellbrook, I think he might like the going today. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll mind too much. The track at Muswellbrook by the end of the day certainly was chopped up, and he seemed to get through that pretty well. Mm. So I don't think it'll be too bad for him today. I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see how he goes. Only had that one campaign, Gaynor, and I think it's been well documented how you found the horse off the internet on a thoroughbred auction site, and I'm Invincible for $5,000 is almost too good to be true. But when he came to your stable site unseen, what was your first impression? Would it be, 3 years ago now, I think?
It is. I was a bit concerned because when we bidded on him, there was a bit of a concern when there was an I'm Invincible passed in for $5,000. Yeah. I thought, what's wrong with him? And we took a punt on him as such. And anyway, we got him. He's not the best in the front legs, especially the near side front. But we thought, oh, well, there you go. That's probably the reason. Anyway, we thought at this stage, well, we've got him, and there's not very often we would be in the position to own an I'm Invincible. Mm. So with the way the stallion's going. So we thought we'll just keep him and give him a little bit of time. And he actually didn't show very much at all in his first prep. And I'd even considered selling him and then thought, oh, well, we probably won't get much interest in him with the leg the way it was. Frank sort of early days just trimmed him up and we tried to sort of help the footer a bit in the mm-hmm. early days, and it's not too bad. He's not as bad now as he was. And he went shinsaw in his first prep, didn't show a lot, and I thought, the fact that he was by I'm Invincible saved him, really.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, the time also might have been beneficial because his summer prep was outstanding. Two wins at Dubbo, Muswellbrook second to a handy horse in Sid's Footprints in between. That recent trial outstanding. And Andrew, it's always a good pointer when a trainer can convince Greg Ryan to make the trip to Sydney. Gaynor, did you need to talk Greg Ryan into coming down today?
No. Yeah. We offered him the ride and said, you know, we would love him to come down to ride the horse. Maybe the fact that there was only a race meeting at Corinda on the program for Out in the West today may have influenced his decision too. But I'd like to think, you know, that he's got a bit of faith in the horse. I think he has. But it's always good to have Greg on, and he knows the horse now. So We'll leave it up to him today.
Exactly. Can't wait to see Healing Hands at Randwick this afternoon. Gain, I know you've got a long drive ahead of you, so thanks so much for taking our call, and we'll see you at Randwick.
Thanks very much, Ray.